Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go on a Wednesday. It is great to have you in. Live in Los Angeles, the city that used to like me until this opening rant. It's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Legendary football coach, Hall of Famer Jimmy Johnson today. Nick Wright stops by. Alice Curry is joining me. Joy Taylor remains in the beautiful... On what do you call it? What
Amalfi.
Coast?
Amalfi. She's in
coast
Positano.
In Italy?
Yeah, Positano is where she's at.
Beautiful.
It's
well,
beautiful.
Alex, I'm going to have to be the bearer of bad news today.
And I'm a Laker fan, so you're setting me up to just sit back and I'm ready for this.
It is good to have you in today. I don't know if you know this, but I am beloved in Los Angeles. And not anymore. So Carmelo Anthony signs with the Lakers yesterday. I went out with my wife for dinner last night, and Laker fans all over the place. Yeah, Colin, we're winning another title. Because of Carmelo Anthony? Malik Monk? Dwight Howard? Trevor Ariza? Folks, to be a great NFL team, let's start with the NFL. You got to have about 5 to 6 great players in their prime. Take the Buccaneers. Mike Evans in his prime. Chris Godwin in his prime. Shaq Barrett in his prime. Lavonte David, great linebacker, in his prime. Ali Marpet, their best offensive lineman, in their prime. Forget Brady the GOAT, in their prime. Kansas City the year before. Mahomes entered his prime. Travis Kelce prime. Frank Clark prime. Chris Jones prime. Tyreek Hill prime. I'd argue Honey Badger just left his prime, but he's damn good. Now, in the NBA, you don't need 5 or 6 players to be great. You generally need 3 players in their prime to win a title. The Bucks, Giannis, 2-time MVP in his prime. Chris Middleton is in his prime. He's nearing the end of it. He's got about 2 years left, and he'll move out of it. He's 29 years old, but he's in his prime. He's an all-star in the East. Jrue Holiday's been an all-star. Again, he's at the edge of it, but 3 guys. And they weren't a great team, right? The Warriors were a great dynasty. They had 4 guys in their prime. KD, Steph, Clay, and Draymond. That's a great team. Michael Jordan's teams, the Bulls, if you go back, they had the 2nd three-peat. Kukoc was the best European player at the time. He was in his prime. MJ prime, Pippen prime, And then I would argue Rodman was almost out of it, but he was still the game's best rebounder. Okay, all these players the Lakers have added, are any of them great? No. Are any of them in their prime? No. So the entire Lakers roster has one player who is great and in his prime. Anthony Davis. Carmelo Anthony's 37. Ariza, 36. Howard, 35. Wayne Ellington, 33. Russell Westbrook, folks, was not an all-star in the East last year. Russell Westbrook was the second best guard on his team last year, on a horrible team. Kendrick Nunn, 26. You're excited about Kendrick Nunn. The two smartest, arguably the two smartest executives in the NBA are Bob Myers of the Warriors and Pat Riley of the Miami Heat. They both bailed on Kendrick Nunn. Malik Monk? Oh, yes, I was told last night Malik Monk by several Laker fans. He has one career start. Charlotte needs shooters. They got rid of him. Yeah, I can just see the June headlines. Malik Monk leads the Lakers to a title. You know, it's funny what fans do in small markets. You know, small market fans, you know, like Green Bay Packer fans or college basketball or football fans, it's the only team in town. They get very defensive. But usually in your Chicago's, your Dallas, your New York, your LA's, a little more sophisticated. They got multiple teams. They have, you know, it's major media criticizing the team, and they're more realistic about their team. They can move off a bad team. They've got a new team, new season starting. Los Angeles last night, I honestly feel everything I read this morning, Los Angeles became Green Bay, Wisconsin. You've talked yourself into something that is just simply not true. The Lakers will now be the oldest roster in NBA history. You think this stuff works? It's desperate. By the way, here's another thing fan bases do. They always badmouth players they get rid of. And they say, oh, I love the new guys. Everybody in LA ripped Kyle Kuzma for years. And Kuzma wasn't great. But Kyle Kuzma scored 25 or more points in a Laker game 30 times. Dude could ball. Okay, he's not an all-star. But Kyle Kuzma plays hard. Last year played defense 30 times. You know how hard it is to make the NBA? 30 times. 30. Kuzma scored 25 or more points. Now he's a bum. Outside of Westbrook, he's better than all these guys. Malik Monk, a lot of people think he's a bust. I got nothing against all these guys they're bringing in. But Los Angeles, get a grip. You're Los Angeles. Lakers, you're like New York and the Yankees. You know better. This is an antique store. It's all old guys. Or guys that aren't great. Well, Kendrick Nunn. Suddenly Kendrick Nunn. Kendrick Nunn. The two best executives for personnel in this league. See ya. He's like a poor man's Dion Waiters, where he's athletic. He can score, but he's got to kind of do his own thing. He and LeBron's games don't really match at all. I mean, I defended the Westbrook move. Because I do think Westbrook has moments of brilliance. He drives me nuts. He can't shoot anything beyond 18 feet. But I defended the Westbrook move. I get it. He plays hard. He's a Hall of Famer. LeBron trusts him. He does have quarters, moments, six-minute stretches where he looks like the world's best guard. I just don't trust him in big spots. But I'll defend the Westbrook move. Melo's done. Come on. Nothing against Wayne Ellington, but you foresee... Wayne Ellington leads Lakers to title. You guys are all bad-mouthing Dennis Schroeder and Kyle Kuzma. Those guys can play. A lot of these guys are shot or have an incredibly low ceiling. So, by the way, Anthony Davis is the only player, back to my initial rant, he's the only Laker who is great and in his prime, and I would argue he's leaving his prime. The last 3 years, Anthony Davis' field goal percentage has declined. Last 3 years, three-point percentage has declined. Why? Legs. You lose your legs, you lose your shot. He averaged 28 and 12 back in like 2017. That was his prime. Usually in the NBA, your prime is your second contract. It's like, 25 years old to 30 years old. Like 5, 6 years where you're just Superman. But because he was so great early and has had so many injuries and has not taken care of his body, he is going to age very, very quickly. This is his 10th year, and key numbers are telling you he's now moving over his best years. They got one guy in their prime, and I think Anthony Davis will have a very good year this year because I think he's hearing all the criticism. And I think AD will come back and be a really, really good player. But folks, look at the last several years with injuries. He can't stay healthy. So, you know, this is just an old, desperate team, and I am shocked how many Laker fans are like, Listen, you go over and as much as everybody liked the Brooklyn Nets, what did I keep saying about the Brooklyn Nets? Why did I pick the Milwaukee Bucks to win the championship this year? I did. It's on record. Did I think they had the greatest roster? No. But they had a mix of youth and tough dudes, dogs. P.J. Tucker, dog. Drew Holiday, dog. Giannis, Middleton, all-stars. They had a system, but you can't just have old guys and average young guys. That's not a championship team. And I said about Brooklyn this year, why was I a doubter on Brooklyn? KD, older with injuries. Kyrie, injuries. Like, this Laker roster is going to have a lot of guys go on the two-week, you know, injury report. It's just an old roster, and I'm shocked by how many people are like, yeah! It's like, what? You got to have three guys who are great in their prime. Like LeBron, Bosch, and Wade. Now, Wade was leaving his prime, but that first title, Wade was in it. Now, he was leaving it, but Bosch and LeBron were in their prime. And then you can bring in a Ray Allen and a Shane Battier and a Mike Miller. Udonis Haslem can be on the team. That's fine, but you got it. The core, the foundation of the championships with the Buccaneers, with the Chiefs. You know, the 49ers a couple of years ago came within a completion of winning it. They had like seven great young players. NBA, you got to have at least two great stars in their prime, and then maybe a third guy, like a Drew Holiday. Like, go look at the Spurs when they were at their best. Duncan, Ginobili, Parker, all in their prime. Then you can add old guys. By the way, I thought the move yesterday, nobody's talking about, Patty Mills went to the Nets. That's a huge pickup. Patty Mills can shoot. He can play. That's what everybody should be talking about. Wayne Ellington and Kendrick Nunn. Los Angeles, shake yourself. What are you doing?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
So in the NFL, you do not compliment players very often. Unless you're Green Bay and have offended Aaron Rodgers, then you say nice stuff. But by and large, you don't give out too many compliments. You want to have control and power. In the NBA, you never do as a GM, but in the NFL, you do, and you do not like to relinquish it. But in San Francisco, over the last 2 weeks, have you heard the effusive praise? Kyle Shanahan came out and said, Jimmy Garoppolo, oh my gosh, the best he's ever played. He said that. This is the best Jimmy G I've ever seen. It's practice. It's the best I've ever seen. And John Lynch, the general manager, talking about Trey Lance, said this yesterday in a podcast.
He's looked tremendous. He really has. I think what's been most impressive about Trey, everyone wants to talk about physical traits, but the way he approaches his job, he's a pro in its truest sense. We've got a lot of guys who love the game that are willing to do the necessary things to prepare. And I think Trey really is an embodiment of that. He's looking good on the field, too.
He's 20. You want to slow down. He's yet to play a game. Why are they doing this? It's very obvious. They are sending a message to the rest of the NFL. Don't you dare lowball us on a Jimmy Garoppolo trade. Best he's ever looked. Don't you dare think that Trey Lance isn't ready and that we're fearful that he's going to be over his skis if we put him in. John Lynch, smart, unbelievable, lighting it up. They're moving Jimmy Garoppolo. I don't know when, but they're moving him. And they're telling the league he looks great, and so does his backup. By the way, I don't know where he's going to go. The Niners have a lot of options here. They could trade him now. I mean, you know one of these NFL teams, the Colts just lost their quarterback. You don't think a couple more will? By mid-September, you could have three or four teams. I mean, Denver doesn't pay their quarterback anything now. They get off to a 1-4 start. They wouldn't look at him in a division with Justin Herbert, Derek Carr, and Mahomes. They wouldn't look at it. Washington's not paying Ryan Fitzpatrick anything. What if they get off to a 1-3, 1-4 start and the Cowboys start 3-1 or 4-1? You know how this league works. Miami and Tua, that's a very aggressive front office. They got a tough early schedule. What if Tua's just not the guy? So there's going to be options here. And the good news for San Francisco, because they won the Jimmy G trade, they gave up a second round pick, and he's won a ton of games. Got him to a Super Bowl, right? Helped get him to a Super Bowl. They don't have to win the trade. But what they're telling the rest of the league is, don't you dare lowball us. And here's my theory on it, is that they're going to move Jimmy G, bring up the Niners' schedule. So they're going to start 2-0, Detroit and Philadelphia. Don't be shocked if they let Jimmy G really air it out in those games against two marginal defenses. Make him look really good. Then they get the Packers at home. You start looking at that schedule, you can see this team. Then they get Seattle at home. At Arizona, they'll be favored by then the Colts without potentially Carson Wentz. That lines up. It's a very good roster. It's very possible. They are 5-0. It's not a quarterback-centric offense, but Garoppolo's looking good, and people will forget. Remember, Jimmy Garoppolo is 24-8 as a starter with a Super Bowl. He starts 6-0. He's 30-8, and people forget about injuries. Think I'm wrong? The Colts went and got Carson Wentz. Sam Bradford got a huge contract after getting hurt in college and in the pros. Teams get desperate very quickly in this league, but what the Niners are doing... You listen to this show, I'm supposed to tell you what isn't obvious. When you're handing out effusive praise for Garoppolo, you're building up the market. And when you're talking about how great Trey Lance is, you're also saying, don't doubt us. Don't think we're concerned about it. He's way ahead of schedule. Oh, my God, he's so smart. He's running around. It's practice. They're moving Garoppolo. They're just elevating everybody here. So nobody lowballs. And the desperate teams, my takeaway on it is Trey Lance isn't as great as they're saying, and Garoppolo's Garoppolo. And I probably would just keep playing Garoppolo as long as I could. That's what I would do, would put in Trey Lance packages. That's what I would do. I just play Garoppolo, just keep winning games. And if he's winning with that locker room, why trade him? Just keep it. There's nothing wrong. Hey, Patrick Mahomes sat for a year. Why can't Trey Lance sit for a year? And Mahomes had far more college starts in a better conference and a better brand of football. So I just keep going with Garoppolo as long as I could. If he gets through the season and you start 6-0, you're not going to replace a quarterback who's got you to a Super Bowl. Good looking guy. The players like the vibe. You know, George Kittle's happy. Brandon Ayuk's happy. Kyle Shanahan's happy. I'm not moving him. So they got a lot of options, and they're just making sure everybody knows. Our quarterbacks are amazing. And there will be a steep price if you're interested in one of them.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
I talked earlier about the Niners, talking about how great both their quarterbacks look. They're doing that to make sure the market will not lowball them when they move Garoppolo whenever they choose to. We know with Tua in Miami, they are selling him hard. Not sure to who. There won't be much of a market for him if they ever decided to move him. But did you hear the latest? Oh, this is a, let me read this. Tua looks like a different player in week two of the Dolphins training camp. Swagger, arm strength increase, reading the defense, firing to the sidelines, uncanny accuracy. Tua is fire. Oh, wait, that was last year in August. So color me cynical when I read the highlights today. Dolphin teammates see a more improved Tua. Folks, watch Tua. Don't listen to the headlines. He's small, average athlete, so-so arm. Now, he did go 6-3 last year. He's got an excellent young coach. Tremendous defense. Special teams top five in the league. They've added to a decent receiving core. Now it's superb. GM, sharp. Scott Greer. So 10-7, 11-6 isn't a complete fantasy. But Vegas is telling you what they think of this team. I mean, their over-under is 9.5 wins. That's the Patriots. I think an over bet on Miami is probably a better than average bet. But they're 14th in Super Bowl odds. And that's why every GM in this league and every coach in this league. That's what they're gunning for. I mean, it's not that Tua can't win games. Mark Sanchez, back-to-back AFC championship games. Tebow, for God's sakes, had a winning streak. Alex Smith, career record, 99 wins, 66 losses, and a tie. He won two or three games he started. It's not about the ability to win games when you take a first-round quarterback. That's not it. Kirk Cousins can win you games. Baker Mayfield can win you games. But the best way to put it's this. You can win games with Tua, but Tua can't win you games. And in the end, in this league, you won't always have a great defense. Josh Allen didn't last year. Josh Allen had no running game last year and an average defense, and they got to the AFC Championship. That's what everybody's looking for. When you're talking about quarterbacks, you've either got a guy that can carry you when your best receiver gets hurt, when your defense isn't great, when you don't have the experience. That's Brady. That's Rodgers. That's Josh Allen. That's Russell Wilson. There may be six on the planet. Every other team is taking phone calls or considering another quarterback. So I think Miami is so good everywhere except quarterback. Minnesota. Go back and look at Case Keenum 1 year. Remember that about 5 years ago when he took over the Vikings and they had a stacked roster? They weren't paying Case Keenum. They weren't paying the quarterback anything. So they could go out and spend money everywhere. I think he won 11 games. I think he was like 11-6 or something. I forget what it was, 11-5 or something. He had a really good season. Case Keenum. So when I hear all these stories, NFL teams do this. Remember a couple years ago, Eli Manning was leaving and Daniel Jones gets drafted. And the Giants got a lot of heat for taking Daniel Jones at sixth. A lot of heat. Suddenly in camp, videos started to emerge. When the media wasn't there yet, like the videos were emerging. Oh, Daniel Jones looks unbelievable, because they were trying to sell you on, we know you're mad Eli's gone. We got this new guy. We drafted him high. I'm just seeing a lot of this Tua stuff. It's just what they were saying last year. I went back and looked at a year ago's comments. It was the same thing. Just watch the games. And he's going to win some games. But you're now competing in the AFC. In the AFC, with Lamar Jackson, the fastest quarterback in league history, 6'6" power arm Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, 6'5.5", record-setting Justin Herbert. That's what you're going to go up against. Forget old Big Ben. Forget Baker. The top of the AFC, these quarterbacks are so good. We've got our next Brady, Manning, and Big Ben. They're called Lamar, Josh Allen, and Patrick Mahomes, and Justin Herbert. Those kids are big and strong and athletic and rifle arms. So I'm just going to be a little cynical on the Tua is lit. He's fire. He's hot. He's confident. I'm not going to read it. Just watch the games. You tell me what you see.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Two teams I thought crushed it. I said yesterday I thought the Miami Heat did a great job. Not surprising. Pat Riley's probably the smartest guy in the league. One of them. Spoelstra's a great coach. You're talking about two high-functioning guys, high IQs, no basketball. The scouting staff of the Miami Heat is highly regarded. They did a great job. I think the Chicago Bulls did better. Chicago got Billy Donovan as a coach, who I always thought was good, and they got a guy from the Denver Nuggets, very sharp guy that was part of that building process. Chicago hit a home run. Zach LaVine is hyper-athletic. I don't think he's a winning player, but he's an all-star. Like, he's a great young player. They went out, and they added DeMar DeRozan, 20-point-a-game guy, again, super-athletic. Alex Caruso, paid more than I would have for Alex Caruso, but that was the market. LeBron loved him. LeBron loved Caruso, plays real defense. Lonzo Ball, who got better last year, if he can stay healthy, 15 points, sees the floor. And in March, they went and got Nikola Vucevic in March, who gives you 22 a game. He's a legit modern big, plus Zach LaVine. It's a real team. It's a real basketball team. In the East, by the way, we have lamented the East for a decade. Miami and Chicago are now fringe Eastern Conference champions. I don't think they're Milwaukee, and I don't think they're Brooklyn, but we know how this game works. Giannis gets hurt. KD gets hurt. A lot of this is just health. I thought Chicago hit it out of the park. They're going to be a fun watch. And I'm not sure. It's always, we've always known the West, even if the East has the best team, Milwaukee, we kind of acknowledge most of your young stars are in the West. 25 of your best 35 young players, they're in the West. But Miami's better, a lot better, and Chicago's a lot better. And I like Billy Donovan, their new GM. If I live in Chicago, I get season tickets. This is a real basketball team now. So it's fun. They've got a big man. Caruso is athletic. DeRozan's athletic. Levine's athletic. Lonzo Ball is sneaky athletic. Defends, great passer. And Vucevic is a real big. He'll give you 22 a night. So you look at the NBA right now, there are four teams next year that I think are going to be in that 60-win category. Again, with health. I think the Bucks, even though they lost P.J. Tucker, that's a 60-win team. They're going to play with confidence. They're the champs. I think the Suns, the Nets, and the Jazz, they're all 60-win teams. I would put Denver in there, but Jamal Murray doesn't come back for a while. If Jamal was back, I'd say they're a 60-win team. I'm not saying they're winning the championship, but some teams are built to win 60 games. I think the Bucks, the Suns, the Nets, and the Jazz are. Doesn't mean I think they're all championship contenders. But you look around the league right now, there's a lot of enigmas, a lot of question marks. Clippers, they're not going to have Kawhi next year. That's not a championship team. It's a playoff team, not championship team. Dallas. Well, I mean, Luka will get better, but he's already great. They didn't really get better. Philadelphia, I like him, but they haven't figured out the Ben Simmons thing. Portland, just lost Enes Kanter, Zach Collins, lost their bigs, and they haven't made a move yet. Lakers, come on. It's the oldest roster in league, not just in the league, in league history. So Chicago's got a real team. Good for the Bulls. The Bulls front office and the Miami Heat front office, they crushed it. They did. Pat Riley crushed it. Guys in Chicago did a really good job. Those teams are, they're better by adding pieces. I'm not saying the Lakers aren't a playoff team. If LeBron comes back in AD and they're healthy, they're going to win. That's a good team. But LeBron's to a point now he'd like to play fewer minutes. Westbrook, multiple surgeries, past his prime. AD, historically brittle. The guys they brought in, outside of Westbrook, nobody they brought in can give you moments of brilliance. And I hate this. Whenever NBA teams make trades, Laker fans, stop bad-mouthing all the guys that left. Kyle Kuzma scored 25 or more points 30 times. Dude can ball. He's inconsistent. He drove LeBron crazy. But I never like it. Whenever a team makes wholesale changes, all the guys that left are bums and all the new guys are great. Dennis Schroeder is better than every single guy they brought in except Westbrook, and he shoots better than Westbrook. Not as good as Westbrook, but he shoots better than Westbrook.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, I've learned more football from Jimmy Johnson than any person I've ever worked for. He's a Hall of Famer, long overdue, a two-time Super Bowl champ, a college football champ. Only 9 years as a coach, Jimmy had a life and had other things to do. And for the last 10 minutes, we've been talking about crabbing and eating shrimp and his life in the Florida Keys. And I just love him to death. And he's been kind enough through the years to come on a few times a year. And this weekend, he gets inducted into the Hall of Fame Saturday. And my friend Jimmy Johnson now joins us live. So it was probably the most emotional moment since I've been at Fox when you got inducted. And I'm going to get emotional talking about it. I don't want to make this too emotional because we're both just regular guys that like a beer and seafood.
Right.
But it does – it this moment, I just think about Troy Aikman getting really emotional. And when you were told you were in, what was the first thing on that Fox set? The first moment, what did you think about?
Well, Bill Richards, our producer, had told me I was going to be speaking at halftime with a video about the Seattle defense and the Green Bay offense.
Right.
It was a playoff game. So I was getting ready for that video. So, when he walked out there, my mind was on the game. We had 35 million people watching. And so it was such a shock to me, I stopped breathing. Then he asked me to talk. I couldn't talk. And how he know he knew I had asthma. So he said, hey, do you need your inhaler? I couldn't breathe. It's such but the first words out of my mouth, I said, you know, the first thought is all the great assistant coaches and players that I had. That's what my thought was. But Bradshaw was going crazy. All the guys were so excited. Troy, obviously, you know, really excited. I mean, it was good to see how happy they were for me.
Oh, God, we were all. It's just even to me to watch this right now, I'm getting emotional watching it. And, you know, it's funny with Troy Aikman. Troy had a real football experience. He goes to Oklahoma, then he transfers to UCLA, then he gets the hell beat out of him his first year in the NFL, and then he becomes one of the great quarterbacks I've ever seen. And I want you to go in a little bit on that, you know, it was tough for Troy. Those first years as you were rebuilding the team, he didn't have much of an offensive line. He didn't have a lot of weapons. And was there ever a moment with Troy that you thought, you know, if I don't get him help, he's not going to last in this league. He's going to get beat up.
Oh, well, no, I knew that day one. I especially knew it when we played Philadelphia and they sacked him 9 times. And so I knew I had to give him some help. But, you know, it was tough between Troy and I because besides Troy, I drafted Steve Walsh, who had led my Miami team to an undefeated national championship. But I knew I was going to trade Steve Walsh. But I couldn't just come out and anoint Troy as my guy because that was going to hurt Steve's trade value. And so I had to kind of walk the fence between the two of them. That caused a little bit of tension between Troy and I. And then, you know, obviously I traded Steve for a 1, 2, and a 3 to the Saints. And after that, I bonded with Troy and we built up a great relationship after that. But I knew I had to give him some help. But, you know, their team, Tom Landry, one of the greatest coaches of all time. He had 3 straight losing seasons. And they were 3-13 when we took them over. So, you know, we had to rebuild that offensive line. We had to rebuild the whole team.
You got a 1st, 2nd, and a 3rd for Steve Walsh?
You bet.
We should have been. Hey,
I got a 3 going to a 2 for Steve Pelleur, who was our starting quarterback, or at least was Tom Landry's starting quarterback. And as soon as I got there, I traded away our starting quarterback because I knew he wasn't good enough to win for us.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and I knew I was going to take Troy on top of that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting. I saw a couple days ago that Dak, Cowboys are like, you know, his arm's a little twinged up here. And I thought to myself, Jimmy, sometimes when you hurt your legs, you overcompensate and become more of an arm thrower.
And I thought exactly right.
And I thought to myself, boy, they better just get him. I don't want him near a field. What would you do if you had Dak today? You don't have a backup plan there, really.
No, Gilbert's not a bad, he did decent last year, but you're exactly right, Colin. As far as, you know, when I see a player have an injury, you know, it's amazing. You know, he might have an ankle injury and the next thing you know, 3 weeks down the road, he's got a hip injury, you know, or like you say, he overcompensates and all of a sudden he's got a sore arm. You know, one minor injury can lead to another injury. And the other thing is, the percentage of injuries, as they start having them, you know, they escalate as time goes on.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's got to be a concern with Dak. You know, he's had a couple of injuries now, and you know, he's out there running around and not taking any hits. He's going to have to take some hits, and it's going to be interesting to see if he can stay healthy because they need Dak Prescott to win the game.
So I kind of joked earlier today that Kyle Shanahan came out and said, oh, Garoppolo's never looked better. John Lynch came out and said, Trey Lance is crushing it. And I thought, well, they're just trying to jack up Garoppolo's trade value. I mean, it's so obvious,
really,
right?
Really. Fans should not even listen to what a coach says during training camp. Really, it's ridiculous to listen to anything that they say because anything they say really is not meant for the fans. Anything they say during training camp is meant for the players. So the fans should not pay any attention to what they say during training camp.
Here's the only thing I worry about. So we know that Trey Lance is pretty darn talented. We trust Shanahan and Lynch are smart guys. But I do worry about this. I think San Francisco is going to get off to a good start. I look at their schedule. Let's say they're 4-1 and 5-1, and Trey Lance is ready to play, and you can get a second rounder for Garoppolo. Jimmy, if you move out, there's going to be veterans who are loyal to Garoppolo. Would you worry about that?
Not really. You're going to whoever's the best player, and really those veterans, they can see if Trey Lance is going to be the guy, if he is that talented, and he is talented enough and experienced enough, you know, that you trust him, that as coaches, you know, he's going to win the game. Those veterans see that, you know, and they know, and you know, those veterans, they always have the feeling grass is greener too. Even though they might have a relationship with Garoppolo, you know, they may look at Trey Lance and say, hey, this guy can take us through the promised land.
Right.
And so, you know, they might be optimistic, just like a fan's optimistic.
Yesterday, you know, I've had some players on about this Aaron Rodgers situation, and it's a fine line. Like, listen, if I was Belichick with Brady, I'd say, Tom, what do you make of this? You know, we're thinking about getting rid of your slot receiver. I want to communicate with him, but hell, he's not a GM. I'm not asking my players who to draft. Aaron Rodgers, boy, that's tricky, isn't it, Jimmy?
No, I don't think it's tricky at all. In fact, at our seminar, John Zarneski and I got in an argument about this, or a discussion.
Okay.
He said, Jimmy, he said, you would never listen to one of your players about who to draft or who to hire. I said, well, wait a minute now. I said, Aaron Rodgers is smarter and been there longer than most of those scouts. Why wouldn't you listen to him? He knows those players. He knows talent. You know, he knows what they need. And I said, in fact, I said, if my memory serves me right, I said, John, come on over with me. Let's talk to Troy. I said, Troy, it was your third year. I said, did I talk to you about hiring Norv Turner? He said, Coach, don't you remember? You brought Norv in and let me visit with him before you made a decision whether or not to hire him or not. So I trusted my players, especially my quarterback that's smart, you know, as far as some decision-making on not only the roster, but also on hiring coaches.
Finally, there was a moment a couple weeks ago I was very happy about where Jerry Jones acknowledged, I screwed it up. Now.
I don't think that's not the words he used,
No, Jimmy, those aren't the words he used, but I can't use them. I don't want to get Fox in trouble. But he did screw it up. I know it. You don't even have to say it. How did it land for you?
Oh, yeah. You know, they asked me about that after he said it. I said, listen, when there's a breakup like that, you know, when there's a split, there's two people involved. And so Jerry should not take the entire blame for that. I was ready to move on. I was ready to move to South Florida. Now, you know, could we have done something to make it work? You know, maybe. But, you know, it really wasn't all Jerry's fault. And he shouldn't take the entire blame for that.
Yeah. Would you have a beer with him tomorrow if he said, hey, Jimmy, let's go have a beer?
Oh, we will have a beer. I mean, you know what's crazy? He's got this real expensive yacht.
Yes.
And my son Brent and his wife Belinda, they were in France on a vacation. And they were walking down there in Cannes, and they looked out there and they said, hey, there's Jerry Jones's yacht. And Brent called Rich Dalrymple. 5 minutes later, Jerry called. He was all excited. He said, hey, there'll be a dinghy to pick you up at the dock. They went on his 357-foot yacht, you know, and they had hors d'oeuvres and drinks and the whole bit. So Jerry was all excited that Brent and Belinda went on the yacht. Now, Jerry and I, without question, you know, we'll have us a cold beer here, either, if not tomorrow, for sure, you know, day after tomorrow.
357-foot yacht.
$250 million, Colin, that's more than you and I got together.
Great seeing you. Have a great weekend.
Hey, we got football on Fox tomorrow night, 7 o'clock pregame show.
Yep. Speaking of cold beers, I'll have one open. Good seeing you, Coach.
All right, Colin.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition
made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.